Broadcasting loud and proud from the heart of the nation's capital. This is Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is J.R. Williams, president of the League of World War I Aviation Historians. I would like to invite you to tune in next week for the third edition of League Week on Warbird Radio. Joining Matt will be League members Ted Hoosier, Mike O'Neill, Fred Murin, and Jim Streckless, who will be discussing a variety of topics on World War I aviation and the League. Please tune in for an exciting and informative week of programming on Warbird Radio Live.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
We're so close to the Pentagon, sometimes they ask us to get the coffee. This is Warbird Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and dang it, we're glad you're here with us tonight. Today's Tuesday, September 20th, 2011, and it's my pleasure to be here with you guys tonight. And whether you're listening live or listening via the podcast, we're glad you could listen. This show's for you guys, and we appreciate it when you tune in and participate. Tonight we have one of the show's great friends, a good friend of mine and a good friend of everybody. Dino DiGiorgio is here from Aero Accessories / Meister Scale, but we wanted to talk about Aero Accessories some tonight. Dino, welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show.
It's always a privilege to be back with you guys. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I tell you what, I'm glad it's Tuesday night and not Monday night. That's about all I can say.
Well, maybe for you, it's going to be an early morning for me tomorrow, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're heading off to Warbirds over the Rockies tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I got a real early flight out, and I talked to Brian O'Mara as he's getting ready for the event, and he's already got me working when I get there. I got to go to his dealership and pick up a truck and a trailer and bring some goods out there, so... He's a slave driver, like I was telling somebody on the internet, but I love him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I want to put a kudos out to Brian. I had ordered a couple of T-shirts from Warbirds Over the Rockies since I wasn't going to be able to make it, and he actually threw in an extra T-shirt and an extra mug for me, so big thank you to him for that.
He's a good guy, and you know, I want to plug the event real quick. I hope anybody who's around the area that goes, it is a fabulous time, a lot of great pilots, a lot of great airplanes, and one of the best features is the Saturday night banquet is going to feature Bob Anderson of Old, who flew the P-51 Old Crow. So,
oh, neat.
Yeah.
Neat. Oh, that's very cool. Well, let's get down to business here, and let's talk a little bit about Aero Accessories. You know, when we've had you on the show before, we usually talk about what's going on with Meister Scale. Obviously, that's another of your companies. But, you know, the reason I wanted to focus on Aero Accessories tonight is I think it's kind of one of those hidden jewel vendor things that not many modelers know about. And maybe they've heard of it, but maybe they hadn't taken the time to check out the site. Which, by the way, the link to the site should be on the episode guide on RCSB and on Warbird Radio, so be sure and check it out. But for those that don't know, why don't you tell us a little bit about, Aero Accessories, maybe how it got started and what the idea behind it is.
Well, I've been modeling since I was basically 5-6 years old, and I soloed when I was really young, and you know, through the years, meeting a lot of contacts, getting more involved in the hobby. And to make the long story short, basically, I started Aero Accessories based on a P-51 Mustang that I was flying and campaigning back in 1999 was the first year. It was a composite ARF. And, you know, Bill Stevick, who is a longtime friend, buddy of mine, we work together. He owns Bob Dively Models. Like to get him on the show as well. He does cockpits and stuff. But, you know, while we were building it, we were doing a lot of custom work for Top Gun. You know, we were doing an upgraded, you know, cockpit interior and the inner door wells and the tail gear detail and whatnot, and did a lot of vacuum forming and resin parts. And, you know, I through the years after, through 99 through 2001, when we, you know, finally ended the campaign with it, I was getting a lot of phone calls on the airplane. You know, they'd see it in magazines and they'd, you know, want to know where I could get this or where I could get that. And basically, I said, you know what, maybe now is a good time to get into the business for myself. So I opened up a bank account with $500 and started selling accessories based on that P-51 Mustang.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Well, that's kind of neat. And, you know, that's kind of when you go to Aero Accessories, kind of one of the first things you notice, which there's tons of stuff there, but one of the first things you notice is that you carry a lot of scale detail accessories for both the P-51 and the P-47.
Yes, two of my favorite airplanes. And, of course, like I mentioned, since we started the company on the P-51, that was the main airplane. And then started getting into some accessories on the P-47, which is another one of many modelers' favorites. It's a great flying airplane. So, yeah. You know, at 95, Top Gun was the first year I was really involved with Jim Meister, my father, flying the P-47, and there too came up with some stuff and basically tried offering some accessories for that airplane and for other airplanes. I mean, you know, Hangar 9, when the 150 Hangar 9 came out, and Zeroli and Top Flight and those type of sizes.
Yeah. I got you. Well, folks, if you'd like to join in the conversation, you can join in several ways tonight. You can give us a call at 478-787-4768. I almost didn't remember the number. You can shoot us an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com. You can use Skype and contact us at Warbird Radio, or you can come to warbirdradio.com, click on the Join Our Live Chat link on the right of the page, and ask your question in there. It looks like we've already got like about 10 folks in there right now. And you know what's great is we have listeners from all over the world, Dino, and it's so cool to you know, in this day and age, to know that people are listening to this show in Australia, South Africa, Europe, everywhere. And it's pretty neat. But world's gotten to be a much smaller place, hasn't it?
Yeah, it surely has.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Aero Accessories. You know, a couple of the items. One thing that I've noticed you guys try and do is you try and pick up items that are hard to find and carry those. One of the biggest things, I guess, you know, everybody used to try and find the little small piano hinges. And for years, Nelson Hobbies was the only people who carried them. And yeah. You guys are carrying those now, right?
Yes, we do have them available in stock in three different sizes.
Okay. And so those are available and people can purchase them. And, you know, some other things that I've gotten from you that were very helpful and hard to find were the laser cut access panels.
Yeah. That idea came up, well, many years ago. There's a couple of companies who make them. You know, we try to keep them affordable. Of course, the price of wood goes up, and we just had a price increase, not a huge increase, but still a price increase. But we sell them as, you know, two pieces, you know, for $8. And it's laser cut, and they've got, you know, the mounting plates with it. I mean, there's really no hardware. They're built into your wing, yeah. And you can get them with a slot for your servo or flush. And the most popular, we have sizes, three different sizes, but the most popular, of course, is the large, because that houses a standard size servo.
Right. Well, hey, look, looks like we've got a caller, maybe. Caller, you're on there. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, who's calling?
This is Rick Ricardo.
Rick Ricardo.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dino. I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
You know, when you fly the Top Gun, it's a, what do you call it, a high-class event, eh? And, can you hear me now?
Yeah. You need to turn off or turn down the volume so you can. There's a delay, so you can't hear yourself. Just go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. Dino, como está? What's the nicest airplane you ever seen in a scale model competition?
One of the nicest planes I've seen at Top Gun through my years.
Well,
gotta tell you, there's a lot of them, but I have to tell you, one of the most scale models that I've seen through the years would have to come from Graham Mears. No matter what the man builds, it's one of the finest models I've ever seen. And I got the privilege to fly briefly one of his latest designs, which was a Super Cub. I'd have to say that Graham Mears, I mean, there's a lot of great models. It's very hard for me to answer that, but Graham stands out in the crowd.
Okay, I got one other thing here. Some people tell me the judging at a Top Gun is a very hard. You think it's a hard?
The judging at Top Gun is very hard. It's there's many elements that go into the judging, and the judges go through a lot of airplanes. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it. And, they don't let themselves break down. They're very, very critical on their judging. You're judged by your craftsmanship, your color and markings, your outline. So, there's a lot of, features that go into the judging part of the competition.
Well, okay, Dino, I want to thank you for that insight on the program. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And
thank you.
Pardon?
I said, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I appreciate the questions. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're quite welcome, and we hope to see you down at Top Gun.
Great. We'll be there next year.
Very good. Good talking to you.
You too, pal. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Not sure what to say after that call, but...
Well, it's great. It's great to, it's ironic that when we talk about Top Gun, we don't get any calls.
Yep.
But we'll take them either way. That's great.
Absolutely. 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 I wanted to get back and talk a little bit about some of the other products you have. You know, probably one of the most popular products that you probably carry that many people may not know that you carry is Zap products.
Yes. I carry a full line of Zap products, still the best blue on the market. And yes, there is a huge difference in CAs.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad you said that.
Speaking about Zap and, Patriot Technologies and Herschel Worthy and Frank Tieno are they're a huge asset to our hobby.
Mm-hmm.
As we currently know it and still love it as modeling, without those products, it would be very tough to keep, because the planes are getting bigger, they're getting heavier, and there's a lot more features going into them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's great products and you're a great source to get those from. I've ordered some from you and you got them out right away. And that's always nice not to have to wait 3 days of processing before your order even gets, touched. So,
one other product that really, there's guys who know about it and there's guys who are afraid to use it, but I got to tell you, the liquid masking film.
Yes.
There's a couple of companies who make it, and here too, I'm going to say, huge difference in quality and how the material works. The Bob Dively liquid masking film, whether you get it from us or you get it from Bob Dively, is a fantastic product. And, we did the checkerboard on the P-51 with it. I do a lot of work with the liquid masking film. It's just a phenomenal product where masking is not an option.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, and I've actually used that before in situations where paint, when you're painting over things that won't, that are easy to peel, the liquid mask works much better than tape does in those situations also. And you're right, there is a difference between those, the different brands.
And I won't go into the application, but I can tell you a quick note. For some of you guys who are listening saying, oh, I've tried it, and it's hard to get off, you're not putting it on heavy enough.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not coming off easily, you put another coat on. That's all you got to do. Put, mm-hmm. you know, 2 to 3 to 4 coats and, you know, do your painting, cut it, and it comes right off.
Well, good deal. Good deal. Yeah, that's a nice tip, too. And, you know, I was trying to think of some other things, that some common things that we all need that you guys carry. You also carry fiberglass cloth, too, don't you?
Yeah, we carry fiberglass cloth sold by the foot. It's a very tight weave, 38 inches wide by however long you need it, 3/4 ounce, which is a typical. You know, some guys want it heavier, then put two layers on. But 3/4 ounce is typically, you know, the right finishing weight to use.
Yeah. We got a comment in from Mitch Baker. It says, tell Dino his service is great. Every order I've placed has been spot on and quickly processed and delivered. Love the access hatches.
Thank you very much. And I, you know, on that note, that it's nice to hear. And I have to really quick apologize lately for some of the guys who their orders have been rather later than normal because, you know, besides of being busy, you know, as you know, I was involved in an accident with my hand, which put me about a month behind. So, to those guys who are waiting for stuff, you know, I do apologize.
But, well, you know, I'm sure everybody understands that. That's no issue. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But you know, the main thing was I just wanted to get you on here to talk about Aero Accessories some tonight and let folks know that, you know, you do have those products and they are available. And the turnaround time's really fast on that. So be sure and take a peek at aero-accessories.com and check out everything they have. And I'm sure that there's something there you can use. Every time I go to that site, I go, oh, I need that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we carry a lot of little things, you know.
Yeah.
Clear navigation lenses and phenolite tape and, you know, nomenclature sets. Mm. Pilots, you know, aluminum hinges. I mean, just a bunch of stuff. And we're working on a new landing light system, which we just released, which is you can get them xenon and LED. So and there's some videos on there and a flyer. So yeah, there's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you know, one other thing that's kind of interesting you guys carry is the. I guess the offset hinges.
Yeah, the offset. We call them offset hinges because they're not Fowler hinges.
Right.
True Fowler slides back out and then down. But these are aluminum offset hinges, very strong and removable. There's a little cotter pin, and you can remove your flap or whatever. You know, they can be used not just on flaps. They can be used on like a Cessna, 182 or 206 door. Open the cabin door. They're really nice, and they're very strong and very lightweight.
That's cool. Yeah, Matt Jolly wanted me to ask you if you have anything for his Park Zone P-51.
I'm sure we can make something. You know what? He's funny. But I do have a product coming out for that.
So.
We are currently working on a little mini wargaming system, which will include machine gun lights, a speaker, and a board to hook up to your Park Zone airplanes, which will give you some sound and machine guns, and it's really, really cool.
Wow. That'd be neat, yeah.
Well, here's the answer.
Well, that's neat. Well, look, you know, I appreciate you telling us about Aero Accessories. Anything new going on with Meister Scale these days?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of new things. Actually, we just released, actually a few days ago, finally, because like I said, I've been out, but we just released on the website the new fiberglass fuselage for the Zero.
Hmm.
So that is currently available, right now. And we're may have, I'm not going to say definitely, but we might have a first production pull of the Focke-Wulf 190A, which is the short nose radial version of the Focke-Wulf.
Yeah.
Our glass views at Rally of the Eagles at Mac Hodges event.
Awesome. Awesome. That'd be great. Yeah. I know a lot of people are looking forward to that one specifically. So that'll be great. And how are things coming along on the Tony? I know you've been working on that a little bit.
Well, they're coming along very well. I mean, the Tony is going to be a great airplane. You know, it was designed originally by Frank Tieno. Back in the I think mid to maybe late 70s, I'm not 100% sure, but it was quite some time ago. And you know, Frank said, "Hey, I think it might be a good model for your line," and I agree. It's a sleek looking airplane, and we're working on the 86 inch version right now. We're actually working on the molds and soon to be the plug for the glass fuse. And we're going to offer it, you know, with a built-up wing and tail, just like, you know, typically that we're heading in that direction.
Huh. Well, good.
And then, don't worry, guys. The 100-inch version will definitely be out because that's, you know, the one I want. But right now, we're going to do the 86 version and see how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great airplane too. So I look forward to seeing that. And you know, let's tell folks while we got you here, let's talk about your hand a little bit and what happened. I know a lot of people are curious as to how Dino DiGiorgio got his hand in a prop. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, well, first I can tell you how many different stories I've heard. One of them was that I was starting a big aerobatic airplane, and it was a 150cc engine, and the engine backfired and hit me, which can easily happen, but no, that's not happened.
Yeah.
That's not how it happened. And the other one was that when my car broke down in Jersey, the jack fell and the car fell on my hand. That didn't happen either. Now, what happened was I was helping out a friend in my old area of Wayne, New Jersey. Wayne Mothers was the field. And I was helping him. He had a Seagull Extra 260 with a Zenoa G20 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were running the engine. We were breaking it in. We didn't have the radio on. And I went to shut it off, and I was behind the airplane. The airplane was on a stand, on a wooden stand with two 2x4s up against the leading edge of the wing. And it was on not high idle, but a mid-range. It was just on an idle. And I went to reach around to shut the choke off, and I slipped, and I had my hand turned a little bit inward toward me, and it cut the top of my hand, and luckily it didn't hit a finger. But it cut a tendon, in which I literally lost the use of that finger until had to have a specialty hand surgeon come in and reattach it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, you know, accidents still do happen no matter, you know, what happens. But, I mean,
that's right.
No matter how many years you're doing it, it still can happen.
Yep. You know, it's the sad part about that is another guy, Itchy on the site, had almost the same thing happen. And he was breaking in an engine on a plane for another airplane, and it got a hold of his fingers, and luckily I think his hand's going to be okay, but it basically split his finger wide open. So
everybody's asking, you know, well, what prop was it? It really doesn't matter.
Nope.
What prop it was. A prop is going to do damage, and I'm kind of glad that it happened with the prop that it happened. I'm not going to mention the name because it really doesn't matter, but because it made a nice clap. I mean, it was not, I don't know how to explain it, but it was just a very, very easy cut. And, while I still have to go through rehabilitation after the Rockies, you know, it's getting better. The scar's going to be there for life. It'll be something to talk about, but I should have full use of my fingers, so.
Well, good. That's good to hear. Some of them, you're right. It doesn't matter what the prop is. They're all going to do really bad damage. And, it's either it's blunt force trauma or it's a deep cut. So, you know, take your choice, unfortunately.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, well, good deal. Well, I was just looking over this. It looks like we have a question from Alan Oliver. He said, you did the proof of concept for aviation videos. I think he's talking about when you flew the models for one of the shows. Has the History Channel or Discovery Channel approached you again about doing this?
No, I have not heard from the History Channel. It was a great experience. I think that these guys were really in a bind, and I think it was just maybe a specialty one-off thing that, you know, that I'll have the experience on for a lifetime. I mean, I'd be glad to do it again, but I think that they were looking for some specific aircraft like the ME-109 that were not currently available unless you went to Europe at the time that they were doing their program. So, but no, I have not heard from them, but we'd love to do some more work around that line.
Well, good deal. Looks like we got another caller. Caller, are you on there?
I am.
You have a question for Dino or a comment?
Yeah, sure do. Dino, this is Rich. How you doing?
Good, Rich. How are you?
Good. The listeners that you've got here might be interested. Brian had sent me some pictures of the B-26 flak bait. You might want to mention to people who might be listening that, you know, how the airplane flew, and it was really impressive when I saw it there last year at Warbird over Rockies, and it was going through some teething problems at the time, but apparently it has flown, and can you tell us something about it?
Sure, love to. The B-26, real short story, was built by Phil Clark in England, and Phil is another phenomenal builder. The plane arrived a little bit later than anticipated and just really didn't have enough time to get it going. But through the year, Brian and Ryan had actually got it flight ready, and then, of course, Evan Kuros finalized it and did the inspection on it, and then I flew out to Texas to do the test flights, and they were all successful. It has to be one of the nicest models I've ever had the privilege to fly. Just a beautiful airplane. The Zenoa GT80s flew it phenomenally, very smooth, but it is an airplane that you have to respect. It weighs 110 pounds, and you need to fly it from start to finish. It's not an airplane that you can just let go of the sticks or bring the power back. You got to be on the game with it.
Well, super.
That's great news.
Sure.
Great news.
Yeah, yeah. That thread's available on RC Scale Builder, the build thread for it, and it's really interesting to check out.
Looking forward to getting out there and getting some flights on it and show it off for Brian. It's one of his flagships now, and it's just a real crowd pleaser. I think it's going to be a great airplane for the event.
Any chance that'll show up at Monster Planes?
Well, you know, it's funny that you asked that, because I talked to Brian, and I am trying to get Brian to bring flak bait down for Monsters. He has a pretty tight schedule, you know, with the event and all wrapping up, and he's got some other stuff. I mean, he owns a Ford dealership, so he does a lot of traveling. But I think I would say we're about maybe 60 to 70% that Brian might be able to come down with it.
That'd be terrific.
Okay, super.
No fun.
Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Well, Dino, I guess that's going to wrap us up, buddy. I appreciate you coming on the show and telling folks about Aero Accessories and what's going on with you these days. And I look forward to seeing you at the rally in a few weeks.
It's always a blast talking to you and Matt.
Absolutely, absolutely. We enjoy having you on the show, and I'm sure you'll be back again soon.
Yeah, and like I said to the guys who are going out to the Rockies, you know, please come over and say hello. I was telling Captain Vaughn that he says that you know, he doesn't want to interfere with me, but he's going to pull me aside. I said, yeah, please do. I mean, anybody come up, say hello, talk, questions. And as long as I'm not flying, you know, come and grab me.
There you go. Yeah, you're pretty approachable person, which is always nice. So,
don't think that, and I want to, you know, just let them know that that's not the case. So yeah, please come over and introduce yourself.
Yep, Dino's a great ambassador of the hobby and enjoys talking airplanes with anyone. So,
wow, I love it. I live it.
That's right. Well, look, thanks again, buddy, and we'll be talking to you real soon. Okay, and enjoy your flight tomorrow.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you take care.
Take care, everybody.
All right. All right, folks, that was Dino DiGiorgio joining us from Florida and talking about Aero Accessories. Be sure and check them out at aero-accessories.com. We're going to take a quick break here and pay some bills with some commercials. But right after that, we'll be back and got a little bit more info for you. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting loud and proud from the heart of the nation's capital, this is Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is J.R. Williams, president of the League of World War I Aviation Historians. I would like to invite you to tune in next week for the third edition of League Week on Warbird Radio. Joining Matt will be League members Ted Hoosier, Mike O'Neill, Fred Murren, and Jim Streckfuss, who will be discussing a variety of topics on World War I aviation and the League. Please tune in for an exciting and informative week of programming on Warbird Radio Live.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
We're so close to the Pentagon, sometimes they ask us to get the coffee. This is Warbird Radio.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and we're just finishing up an interview before the break with Dino DiGiorgio. Glad Dino could come on the show. He's always a pleasure to chat with and see what's going on with him. Couple of things to cover before we wrap up the show tonight. A little bit of site news for you. Be sure, and if you're a site supporter, be sure and check out Chad Veach's Hellcat plans in the site supporter forum. He put that out there for folks to download, and you can take those to your local Kinko's or Blueprint printing shop, and they'll print you a set right up. Also, we have a real nice Spitfire Mark 8 as the site supporter download for this month. Also, last but not least, fourth quarter site supporter renewals are going out this week and next week. So if you're due for renewal on your subscription, you'll be getting a private message in your inbox on the site. So look for that. Couple of other things going on event-wise. We got, of course, as Dino mentioned, Warbirds Over the Rockies coming up this weekend, September 23rd through the 25th in Fort Collins, Colorado. If you're in that area, it's really worth the drive to go check it out. A lot of beautiful planes there. Waldo Pepper's Flying Circus in Union City, California, up near San Francisco, September 24th and 25th. Jeff Whitney, that's his event and that he puts together, and lots of cool World War I airplanes there. Best in the West Jet Rally. Man, I'm getting tongue-tied tonight. I guess I hadn't had enough whiskey in my soda. Best of the West Jet Rally, September 29th through October 2nd. That's in Buttonwillow, California. And Sodbusters Fall Warbird Fly-In, September 30th through October 1st. In Camden, South Carolina. Last but not least, we've got the Rally of Eagles coming up 7th through the 9th in Andersonville, Georgia. I'll be there at that one. So if you're going to come to that one, be sure and stop by and say hello. and U.S. Scale Master Championships, October 6th through the 9th in Fresno, California. So be sure and check those out if you're out in that area. Last but not least, I found a neat little site called the Free Aircraft Marking Fonts, and it has a lot of the common fonts for German, RAF, and U.S. Aircraft, and I'll be posting that link on the episode thread on RC Scale Builder, so be sure and check that out. And last but not least, I wanted to bring our good friend Matt Jolly on for a minute and see how he's doing tonight. Matt, how are you?
I'm watching Mitch wave his hand around his wing there. That's the only Sasquatch I'm going to get to see there, I guess. I'm watching the Sasquatch shop there, the Sasquatch RC shop. Well, that's hard to say.
I understand. Obviously, you have not had enough whiskey yet either.
No, there's Mitch. Oh my goodness, there he is. Now he's actually looking. he's cheesing it up for the camera right now.
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't had dinner yet, so
hey,
I don't
Mitch,
want to watch.
Glad you're there. I'm waving back at you, buddy. Glad to see you there. Oh, that's so cool. Isn't that cool how the interweb works there, Mike?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the P-51. I'm guessing he's part of Stangapalooza, and it's still right there. You can find his link to his live stream there, there at livestream.com. But it's in the live chat window. That's pretty cool, Mike. I've never seen that before.
Yeah. We actually have a lot of our guys have shop cams using live stream, or they have their own webcam server.
Yeah.
But
he's just showing off, and he's building over there. It's an A-36, I guess.
Yeah.
Mitch is building, judging by the is he building an A-36, Mike?
Yes.
I think he is. Yeah, because I see the spoilers there.
I use the term build loosely.
Oh,
yes.
Come on now, Chilson. Don't be mean.
Mitch. I have to pick on him.
Mitch is over there working hard right now. That's pretty cool, Mitch. Looks good. I'm going to have to keep tuning into that, though.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely.
No, I'm thinking, so the Rally of Eagles is coming up.
Yep.
Going to be a fun event. I was planning to go to Georgia this weekend, but doesn't look like that's going to happen. So maybe I'll be ready to go by then.
Well, that'd be great.
I'd love to come down there. That'd be so much fun to see you and Dino and hang out with everybody. And Gorin is going to be there, I guess.
Yep, absolutely.
How fun would that be? And it'd probably be under 100 in Georgia by then.
Yeah, I think it'll cool off to about 90 by then. So,
man, that's going to be fun.
It'll be like winter.
Yeah, it'll be like winter in Georgia. There you go.
That's right.
That'll be fun.
Well, that's super. I just wanted to tell you, I was listening to your live show this morning, talking about the Reno incident, and that was some really good information. I'd encourage everyone to go back and listen to Warbird Radio Live from this morning. I listened to the podcast of that, and check it out. I think it's a great show that everybody needs to listen to who's interested in aviation. So some good info.
Absolutely. You know, it's something I want to bring up, Mike, and I know you and I have talked about safety before. We've had it. It should be paramount for everybody, but I think that the modeling community could really adopt some great lessons learned, if you will, from the ICAST folks. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on at a model event, and you know what I'm talking about, where the energy is directed at the crowd. And of course, we're talking about big airplanes now. I mean, you know, there's a lot of models that you and I have seen fly that could really do some damage in the event that they came to the crowd. So I think we should really be conscious about that, especially as you've heard that the buzz term of the week has been aerobatic energy. Anytime that energy is directed at the audience, it really poses a big problem, and that's why it's outlawed in all air shows in the U.S. and Canada. And
that's right.
Could be a lot, you know, taken from that, I think, into the model community, such as making a turn that comes right back at the crowd. You know, if you're doing a circle or if you're turning around, you know, think about that when you're flying. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can prevent seeing something like that happens at a giant scale modeling event. Because you and I have both seen, I think you and I both saw a kid get hit by an airplane.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, there's things you can do and think about in those situations that hopefully will, could prevent. Now, granted, there were some extenuated circumstances with that situation, as people being too far out on the runway. But but nonetheless, there are situations that we could think of that, you know, could lend itself to some better safety issues, whether it be from the pilot or from the event.
I agree 100%. I think both the pilots and the event coordinators should, you know, should be addressing these things. And, you know, I am one not to over-legislate things, but safety is important, and I don't think there's enough of it in our hobby. So, you know, we all have to take the initiative and be safe and make sure that other people are being safe. And you know what? If you think you're going to piss somebody off for saying something to them for doing something unsafe, you know, that's okay. I think it's a fair assumption that if someone's doing something unsafe, you're going to have everybody on your side. You know?
Well, just think about it. You know, am I directing any energy toward the crowd? That's the best way to think about it. You know,
that's right.
Is this the best way to turn, or can I go, you know, to the right and then swing around back to the left and
That's
make
right.
this turn better? I mean, there's just little things like that. I think we could all take a lesson from that.
Absolutely.
It's in peanut scale, Mike.
That's
you
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Mitch put it best. He said common sense should prevail, you know.
Absolutely. But that's something we don't always think about, though, you know?
No,
I mean, really and truly, we don't think about it. And let's face it, there are some guys you know, Mike, and that I know that won't make a right-hand turn or a left-hand
turn. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We need to get past that. If you're not comfortable flying an airplane the way it needs to be flown, then maybe just fly at your field when there's nobody else out there, when there's just one or two people out there. But don't take the thing out in front of 300 or 400 people or 3,000 or 4,000 people and do something silly. That's really what I'm getting at here.
I agree. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Hate me with my park zone. There you go. That's if you have any complaints, send them to email me at mikechilson.com.
Yeah, I won't tell folks what you've done with that park zone before, speaking of safety.
Yeah. Let me tell you. What fun. It's amazing what 8 ounces of foam can do, Mike. That's all.
Yes, that's true. Well, that'd be super if you can make it down to the rally.
Oh,
I know a lot
that'd
of people
so
would love
fun.
To see your airplane, and you know, and hopefully we won't have a repeat of that takeoff.
No, we won't have. Speaking of safety, no, we won't have a repeat of that. I'll go downhill, and I think Max cut the corn this year. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're by yourself, it probably wouldn't even be an issue.
Well, it'll be cooler. It'll be under 110 or whatever it was that day. Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah, density right. altitude can be an issue, though.
Actually, there was nothing wrong with that takeoff at all. It just looked a lot scarier from the side than it actually was.
From the side? No, it was fine. Everything was fine on it. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, it was nothing I'd care. Every man should know his limits, Mike.
Yep.
Yeah, as Clint Eastwood said. So there you go.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think we're going to wrap it up tonight. But, you know, I want to thank everybody in the chat room for hanging out with us tonight.
Oh, my gosh, cool.
A lot of people.
Yeah, that was cool.
And a lot of folks, a couple of people from Australia. I know my buddy Graham from Australia is listening in tonight. I wish he would have called in, but that's okay. You know, we have lots of people all over the world that listen to the show, and we really appreciate every single one of you for listening.
You know, the Australians will appreciate this. This weekend at Dulles Airport here in D.C., they're having a plane pool contest to benefit the Special Olympics. Scooter's
That's
coming
awful.
On tomorrow morning to talk about it, but they're actually going to, you know, pull like 707s and...
I think
there's a couple of MD-80s out there they're going to yank around.
That's awesome. I know. I can't forget Canada. I'm sorry, Christian. My bad.
Yeah, don't
Canada's
forget Canada.
Listening to
our neighbor to the north. Hello.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Glad you're up
that's
there.
Right. Who likes to hold your mail for 3 weeks before they deliver it.
Oh,
so.
Mike. There you go.
I'm going to tell you something, though, okay? I mean, in all seriousness, it is the funniest thing. I can send something to Australia, and it takes... 2-3 weeks. I send something next door to Canada. 6 weeks later, it makes it there. You know, I don't get that. I don't understand that at all. You know, there's just something wrong with that. I don't know what's going on.
They're busy making gravy up there, Mike.
That's what it is. Gravy and beer.
Yeah, gravy and beer up there. Mm, good Canadian.
All right,
beer.
Folks. That's going to wrap up another great episode of the RC Scale Builder Show. We're so glad you can join us tonight. Thanks to our guest, Dino DiGiorgio. And thanks for our callers. And thanks for all of you listening and those guys in the chat room. I hope to see you here next week. Next week, I'm going to try and get Graham Mears to come on the show next week. And then after that, we got the Zeroli boys coming on week after next. So we got a couple of great shows lined
up. It's senior versus junior. I love
it. That's right. It's going to be one night, Tuesday night, SmackDown.
That's Zeroli. Right.
SmackDown. Yeah.
So, Rolling SmackDown.
So we're going to have fun with that. So you guys, we got to hammer out the details on that, but we'll have them on. And Nick Senior's already agreed, so we just got to get Junior on board, and we'll be good to go. But we'll get those guys. But thanks again for listening tonight, and I'll stop rambling now. And be sure and stay tuned to Warbird Radio for more great programming. And heck, what else can I say? But until next time, be sure and measure twice and cut once. Good night.